Tonight, we will hear a pastime that takes place in Javat. Javat is very near, 2 kilometers actually, approximately from Nandagram. So Krishna lives in Nandagram and Srimati Radharani lives in Javat. One day, Sri Radha was in such an angry mood that although Krishna tried in every way to pacify her, nothing that he did had any effect. Finally, he asked his cousin Kundalata what to do. After some discussion together, they made a very good plan. Disguised as a very beautiful young girl, with a voice so sweet and enchanting that it put even the cuckoo to shame, Krishna came with Kundalata to Jyotila's house. And as he walked, his jeweled ankle bells tinkled softly and sweetly. When the smiling, beautiful Vrishabhanu Nandini saw from afar this uncommonly attractive, beautiful young girl accompanying Kundalata, her mind became totally enchanted. The other Sakis also beheld her, and they also became stunned in amazement. They all stood up to greet them. Radhe said, "Hey Kundalata, welcome. Why have you so suddenly come at such an unusual time in the evening?" "Never mind. Who is your companion? What is this beautiful girl's name? And where does she come from? Please, tell us everything." Kundalata replied, "Hey Radhe, this is my dear friend Kalavali, the artful maiden. She has heard your glories and she has come all the way from Mathura just to meet you. Her singing and musical abilities are so extraordinary that she has even surpassed the skills and abilities of her guru. What more can I say? You should hear her sing for yourself and witness her incredible artistry." Radha asked Kundalata, "From who has she learned such knowledge of singing? Who is her guru?" Kundalata said, "She has been trained by Brihaspati, the guru of Indra, the king of the demigods." Shirada said, "How did she have a chance to meet him?" Kundalata said, "Once, Brihaspati came down from the heavenly planets to attend a sacrificial assembly of Angirasa Muni in Mathura. At that time, he stayed in Mathura for 1 whole month and was received and honored by all the citizens there. During that stay, one day, he sang a celestial song in the midst of the sacrificial assembly. Oh, Radhe, this most intelligent young girl, heard that difficult celestial song, and she instantly memorized it. The next day, she sang that song word for word, note for note, in a secluded place. The guru of the immortals, Brihaspati, happened to hear her repeating this song, and he became astonished. He addressed one of the Mathura Brahmanas and he said, "My dear Brahmana, who is this girl who is singing my song? Although she is a resident of the mortal world, she has heard this very difficult to sing celestial song, and she has heard it only once from my mouth and memorized it completely. Please bring her to me at once." Following that order, the Brahmana went and brought Kalavali to see Brihaspati. He said, "O most fortunate girl of matchless intelligence, your voice has conquered the sweet singing of the cuckoo. Therefore, I will instruct you in the celestial musical science of Gandharva Vidya." Brihaspati then instructed Kalavali in all the arts of classical music and singing during his stay in Mathura. And when it was time for him to return to the heavenly planets, he took Kalavali with him to the world of the celestials, and he gave her further instruction for a whole year. She has just returned to Mathura on the surface of the earth, and she came here right now to Vraj at dusk. So here she is, before your eyes. Now, you can examine her and find out about her abilities and her good qualities. Radha was so happy to meet such a talented girl. And she said, "Oh, beautiful Kalavali, kindly sing something for me." Kalavali said, "Oh, Vrindavan Ishwari, what raga would you like me to sing?" Radha said, "The Malava rag is proper to be sung at this time of the evening." And Kalavali said, "Oh, lovely-faced girl, which key and which pitch would you like me to sing? Please order me and I will do whatever you say." Radha said, "Well, it is actually not possible to sing the pure finer notes without the accompaniment of a veena. Nevertheless, I would like to hear you sing something using the musical embellishments of tune and tone and ornament and lyrics and rhythm. Kindly just sing me a sweet song." Kalavali became very shy and said, "Oh, Radhe, who in this entire universe knows anything about singing except you? But still, I will try to sing a very simple song. Please listen." Saying this, Kalavali then began to sing. ta na 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 ta da da ta na 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 ta da na 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 ta in a very beautiful voice, and it put to shame the cooing of the peacocks and the humming of the bees. When the gopis heard Kalavali's beautiful song, torrents of tears fell from their eyes. It poured from tears, poured from their eyes like rivers. And as the song progressed, their rapture became so intense that they became stunned. As for Radhe, the sparkling diamond of her heart, which had become very hard due to anger, began to soften and melt. Feeling this total change of heart, Radha became astonished, and she said, "Oh, Kalavali, your song is so fascinating. It surpasses the nectar of the gods. Hey, Kalavali, I have become completely enchanted by your unique qualities. I cherish the desire within my heart that a girl as talented and as beautiful as you should always live by my side. Only then would I consider my life successful. Oh, most beautiful Kalavali, if Nanda Nandan were to hear you sing, he would indeed wish to wear you around his neck like a necklace." Kundalata said, "Hey Radhe, please refrain from speaking such words to the chaste Kalavali." "If you have genuine affection for her, then just embrace her." Radha was so enchanted by Kalavali's singing and heavenly beauty that she prepared to offer her a most valuable locket. She was just about to reach over and wrap her arms around Kalavali to fasten the locket when Lalita whispered in her ear, "Hey Radhe, who is this person that you are about to embrace?" "It is none other than that wicked, deceitful lover of yours in the guise of a woman." Radha replied, "My dear Lalita, what you say is true. You are correct. Indeed, it would be so improper and unbefitting to offer such a simple locket to such a beautiful singer. I think she should be given all my ornaments." Then Radha turned to Rupa Manjari and said, "Rupa, quickly, carefully, dress Kalavali in a beautiful new sari. And then you can take all my ornaments and place them on her. First, you should remove her blouse and give her a new one. Kundalata objected. Hey, Sumukhi, it is not at all appropriate that you try to undress this girl here. This is very improper. She has come from a foreign land. Naturally, she's going to feel so shy and embarrassed before you. No, no, no. Whatever gifts you want to give her, just place them in her hands, and she will put them on when she gets home. And when she then she will thank you for them. Radhe said, Kalavali, everybody knows that young girls never feel shy or embarrassed when there are only young girls present. Why are you deliberately placing this thorn of shyness as an obstacle between us? Kalavali said, Radhe, I will not accept a single thing from you. Oh, simple, innocent girl. Do you think that I'm just the mere daughter of a singer? If you are really pleased with me, then you just come over here and give me a warm hug. I will be very satisfied with that. Don't think that I have come here greedy for anything else. Radhe said, Sakhi, why are you being so difficult? Why do you refuse my gifts? Just put these clothes and ornaments on nicely. If you are unwilling to put them on your own, we will help you put them on. You see, you are alone, but we are many. You are quite outnumbered and incapable of offering any opposition to our desire. Saying that, Srimati Radharani ordered her gopi friends, who stepped forward to dress Kalavali in a brand new blouse. Two sakis took down her veil, and another one carefully untied the strings at the back. But as her bodice began to loosen, two very large kadamba flowers, slightly squashed on one side, suddenly slipped out and fell from Krishna's chest to the floor. Radharani said, my friend, what is this? And all the maidservants started clapping their hands. And they began to giggle. And they covered their faces, and Krishna, pretending to act like a young girl, he shyly covered his face as well. And Radha turned her back on Krishna, and the Sakis turned their back on Krishna, and then, unable to help themselves, they all started laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. And eventually, Krishna and Kundalata also joined in. They began to laugh and laugh. And they said, they picked up the two kadamba flowers and they said, oh, great big kadamba flowers, you are truly blessed. Although you are just innocent flowers and you have no duplicity, you have become duplicitous by the company of this cunning person. This rascal has kept you on his chest to make him look like a young woman. We are now drowning in an ocean of laughter because of you. Then Lalita turned to Kundalata and said, "Oh, Kundalata, since your very childhood, your love for this disciple of Brihaspati has become increasingly steady. You never speak anything untrue. Today you came to our assembly from far away with great effort to sell the knowledge of your guru. But you were unsuccessful and you have become a laughingstock. Perhaps you left the house at an inauspicious moment." Sri Krishna replied, "Lalita, I can easily sell my knowledge and fulfill all my desires." Picking up the two Kadamba flowers, he put them very carefully into his blouse. And then he turned and he left and he went straight to the room of elderly Mother Jutila. He threw himself on the floor and he began crying bitterly. And Jyotila was so shocked to see this beautiful young girl lying on the ground crying. She said, "Who are you? And where have you come from? Why are you crying so bitterly? Now has somebody hurt you? You just wipe your tears and tell me everything." Kalavati began to tell her story in a faltering voice. She said, "Oh, noble lady, alas, I am so unfortunate. Nobody is unfortunate as I. What is the use of my body and my birth? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of curses have fallen upon my head today. I live in Maharaj Bishabanu's town. I am the daughter of Kirtida's sister. I am Radha's cousin sister. I have had a very, very close relationship with her since my very birth. But today, I came here after a long time, but she would not even glance at me, what to speak of embrace me. She did not speak nicely to me or smile. She didn't even ask about my well-being. Oh, what is the use of staying alive? I will give up my life right now, right here before you. Oh, noble lady, please tell me, if you know, what offense I might have committed, or why Radha is so angry at me for no reason." Upon hearing Kalavali's sad story, Jyotila's heart became very soft. She said, "Oh, my dear child, you calm down. Everything will be all right. There is certainly no offense on your part. I am going with you right now to settle this matter. I will arrange that Radha gives you her love and affection." Then, taking Kalavali by her hand, Jyotila entered her daughter-in-law's quarters. "Lalite, where is my daughter-in-law? Why is she in such a bad mood today? Her own cousin has come here from her father's house, and she is so angry, she will not speak sweetly to her." Then she saw Radhe and said, "O daughter-in-law, girl with all good qualities, with all good conduct, look at this unhappy girl's cloth. It is wet with tears. My heart is full of concern for her. Now you must remove her distress by embracing her. Make her happy and I will be happy." "Oh, Arya," Radha replied, "I will definitely follow your instructions, but it is late, so you can return to your quarters and take rest happily. You do not need to get involved in the quarrels between silly young girls. You know, young girls, they argue, they fight and they make up, and they fight and they make up every few minutes. And you are so respectable and so authoritative and so wise. So why have you got involved in these childish girls' quarrels?" Jyotila was not satisfied. She said, "I want you to stand up right now and embrace your cousin." "Arye," Radha replied, "you have instructed me with firmness. But before I obey your order, please let me tell you one thing. My cousin spoke such harsh words to Kundalata, and that is why I became angry with her. And I will not even look at her unless she makes up with Kundalata." Kundalata said, "Noble lady, your daughter-in-law is lying. She didn't say any harsh words to me. She didn't say anything. She's telling lies." Radha said, "Kundalata, how can you tell lies in front of my mother-in-law? If you are really not angry at Kalavali, if you're not angry with her, then you embrace her. And you can make her happy. You should embrace her in front of all of us." Hearing Radha's words, Kundalata became silent. Seeing this, Radha said, "Arye, now you decide which one of us is lying. If Kundalata is not delighted to embrace this beautiful young Kalavali, then there must be some reason. There must be something wrong. Who can doubt this?" Elderly Jyotila thought for a while. And she said, "Kundalata, my daughter-in-law is speaking the truth. You must forgive Kalavali and make up with her. I will do whatever it takes to clear this misunderstanding. Although I am your worshipable superior, I am begging you, please embrace this innocent girl immediately." Hundalata was far too shy to even move. Then the Sakis called out, "Kundalata, aren't you ashamed of yourself to disobey the order of a superior? Oh, what kind of intelligence is this? Just embrace Kalavali immediately. What is the difficulty?" Kundalata was overcome with reluctance. So Jyotila caught her arm and forcibly made her embrace Sri Hari in the guise of Kalavali. Now, if elderly Jyotila had not been there, all the gopis, all the sakis would have burst out into loud laughter to see Kundalata's embarrassment and Krishna's embarrassment as well. But instead, because she was there, they covered their mouths with their veils and they laughed silently. And they bent double with laughter, trying to hide from Jyotila what was taking place. And elderly Jyotila was so pleased with herself. Then she turned to Radha and she said, "Now, Radha, you must lovingly embrace your sister cousin and speak to her with sweet words." Catching Krishna with one hand and Radha with the other hand, Jyotila brought them together in a tight embrace. When Radha and Krishna embraced, all their loving sentiments were visible by their ecstatic symptoms. Tears began to flow from their eyes. Seeing this, Jyotila said, "Oh, you dear sisters, now you are both crying out of mutual affection, so you just use your cloth to wipe away the other one's tears. Oh, that's lovely. And now you go and you share your evening meal together, and then tonight Kalavali should stay here and you should sleep together." Now she was happy, feeling that everything had now been resolved nicely. Elderly Jyotila left the room to take rest in her chambers some distance away. When she had gone, Krishna became very arrogant. "Just see," he said, "just see. You thought that I could not sell my knowledge, but I have sold it and I have obtained a victory. Just see." And Lalita said, "Yes, we all saw as you embraced Kundalata." Kundalata said, "Lalita, you're just envious. Why can't a pure-hearted brother embrace a pure-hearted sister? We are not like you." And she marched out of the room in rage, and all the sakis ran after her to try to pacify her. Now, only Radha and Krishna were left alone in the room. All the young gopis all came and listened very happily to hear the sweet talks and the laughter between Radha and Krishna. And they felt themselves so fortunate to be there. They found themselves as if drowning or falling deeper and deeper and deeper into an unfathomable, unending ocean of bliss. Thus ends the pastime of Sri Radha and the expert singer.